Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. How much climate smart ag practices on the farm translate to feedstock production for sustainable aviation fuel and, in turn, tax credits for producers? Rod Bain has more in this report.
New tax credits for sustainable aviation fuel production based on a USDA Climate Smart Agriculture pilot project. What might this look like at the farm level? An illustration is provided by Lindsay Fitzgerald of Gevo regarding the measurement of carbon intensity within sustainable jet fuel.
If you're a farmer and you are doing no-till and you're using cover crops and you're doing reduced fertilizer or all of these practices that you can be doing on your field, they impact the CI score of your soil and therefore your commodity, your corn, your soy, your wheat. And so we are able to count that, take that corn into our facility, take out the protein, take out the oil, use that residual starch, convert it into sustainable aviation fuel, and then we're able to convert that CI all the way through.
With clean energy production chain efforts by sustainable aviation fuel industries also contributing to an end goal of fuel with a zero or negative carbon intensity score. I'm Rod Bain reporting, Washington, D.C.
And if you are out and about today or have any travels or plan on working, keep an eye to the sky, most definitely. A high risk of severe weather in portions of south central Kansas, south of the Wichita area, along the Kansas-Oklahoma border, down into Oklahoma. But a moderate risk extends out through the Wichita area and Hutchinson, almost to the Emporia area. Could be a major outbreak of severe weather. Long-track tornadoes are possible. So keep an eye on the sky and keep it tuned to your local Kansas Ag Network station for the latest in severe weather. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.